When man said, I've had enough of you, God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. When man said, your time is up, God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And that's the thing that we like about God, we love about God, is that he's true to his word. Amen. And so we're going to go 24th song, our invocation song, and you are the generation that seek after God. Look at somebody say, I'm that generation. I'm that generation that seeks after God. Amen. It doesn't matter how old you are, as long as you're seeking after God. Amen. I'm that generation. Amen. If nobody else is going to seek him, amen, whether you're young or old, I'm going to seek God. And the reason that we're going to seek God, because we shall receive the blessing from the Lord. Amen. And I don't know about you, but God's blessings are greater. Amen. So much greater than anything that this world has to offer. So we're going to say together, Psalm 24, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, for he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul under vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence. Let all people him. Keep silent. Keep silent. Keep silent. Keep silent before, before him. Amen. I'm going to ask Reverend Sykes that she would lead us in prayer this morning. Good morning, Reverend Sykes.
Good morning, Pastor. Let us pray. Father God, it's in the name of Jesus that we come boldly to your throne of mercy and grace this morning, thanking you for the new mercies of this day, thanking you, Father, for your faithfulness, thanking you for your goodness, thanking you, O God, for your loving kindness, O God. Father, we thank you, O God, that you woke us up this morning, O God, closing our right minds with the use and activities of our limbs. Father, we thank you for family. We thank you for our church family. We thank you for our pastor and first lady. Father, we just thank you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us, Father God, because if it had not been for you on our side, God, where would we be? But because of who you are, God, we give you glory this morning. We give you praise, oh God, and we give you honor. Father, we come this morning, oh God, thanking you for your healing virtues and your healing power. We come this morning, oh God, thanking you, Father God, for just giving us the strength, the stamina, and the perseverance to continue to stand strong in you. For it is in you, oh God, that we live and we move and we have our very being. Father God, keep us as the apple of your eye, Father God. Lead, guide, and direct us, Father God, continuously, Father God. We thank you this morning for the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit that seals us, oh God. And, oh God, we thank you, oh God, for the presence of the Holy Spirit this morning, Father God, that leads us and guides us and teaches us, Father God. Father God, we thank you for your word this morning because your word is true power and strength, oh God. Father God, we thank you this morning, Father God, that you, Father God, are able to do anything but fail, Father God, because there is no failure in you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we can come to you this morning, Father God, and have a talk with you. But just a little talk with you will make everything all right. And so, Father, we thank you, Father God, for answered prayers, Father God. We thank you for the petitions that we have uttered up to you, Father God, and you have answered them, Father God. We thank you, oh God, for our families this morning, Father God. We thank you this morning, Father God, for the absent part of our family this morning, Father God. Bless everyone this morning, Father God. Touch the hearts and the minds of your people, oh God, on this day, Father God. Oh God, just continue to keep us, Father God, in your tender mercy, loving arms of care. Oh God, we love you and we adore you this morning, Father God, because if it had not been for you on our side, God, we don't know where we would be or what we would be doing, Father God. But God, we thank you, even though the world is chaotic, Father God, and there are uncertainties, oh God, in our lives, Father God, we are just, oh God, encountering many challenges and problems and situations, Father God. But through it all, Father God, we have learned to trust in you, and we have learned to trust in our God. And so, Father, we thank you, Father God, because we know, Father God, that you have not only our back, but you have every area of our lives, Father God. And so this morning, Father God, we just want to thank you. We just want to praise you. We just want to bless your name this morning, Father God. And Father God, there are those today, Father God, that need a special touch of your love and special touch of your strength today. And so, Father, we ask, God, that you would strengthen them in every area of their lives that they need to be strengthened in, Father God. We pray, oh, God, this morning, Father God, for those that are in hospitals and nursing facilities, oh, God. We pray this morning for those, oh, God, that are going through mental challenges and emotional challenges and financial challenges and just stressful challenges. But, God, we know that you're able to keep us from falling. And so, Father, we thank you this morning, and we bless your name morning, Father God, because, Father God, it's you and you alone who's worthy to be praised, Father God. And so, Father, we thank you this morning, and we bless your name. Continue to bless and keep our pastor, Father God, and our first lady, Father God. Bless them, oh God, as they go out and as they come in, Father God. We pray for the entire Quezon family, oh God, and all bereaved families today, Father God. You know where they reside and who they are, Father God. We might not know the names of all of them, God, but you know who they are, Father God. And we're lifting them up to you, Father God, this morning, Father God. We pray, oh God, for Pastor Griffin this morning and First Lady Griffin in Atlanta. Oh God, and Lake Wind Church, Center Church, Father God. We pray for all churches this morning, Father God. We pray for Heart of God Baptist Church this morning, Father God. We need you too, Father God. And so, Father, and we bless your name and we praise your name, God. We thank you, Father God, for us preparing to celebrate 20 years, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Oh God. Father, we don't take it for granted, Father God. Sometimes the days have been good. Sometimes they haven't been so good. But whether they were good or not, Father God, you have stuck right by our side. And
thank
Father
you,
God,
Lord.
You have blessed us. You have kept us, Father God. And so, Father, we thank you, Father God. And we bless your name, Father God. And we praise your name on this day, Father God. Because, God, we know without you, we wouldn't have been able to make it, Father God. But with you, oh God, and through you, and all things are possible if we only believe. And Father, we believe today, God, because God, we have had experiences with you, Father God.
And
we know that you're a healer. We know, Father God, that you give us strength and weakness. We know that you are our light and darkness. We know, Father God, that you're anything and everything that we need in our lives. And so, Father, we thank you this morning, and we bless your name
this morning.
And, Father God, we pray and ask that we, oh, God, be forgiven for any sins that we may have committed, Father God, because we've fallen short, Father God. All of us have flaws, Father God. And so we pray and ask for forgiveness of any sins that we may have committed, and knowingly and unknowingly, and that you will create within all of us clean hearts, that we might serve you better, Father God, and
you
be better bold witnesses in kingdom building, Father God, and that you would allow us to continue to minister to your people, Father God, and we will forever give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory all the days of our lives. And we ask all of these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and thank God.
Hallelujah. Amazing Grace. Many of you know it, amen. But there's something that God has done. That he looked past our faults, saw our needs, understood our shortcomings, understood that we couldn't make it on our own, gave us his Holy Spirit. Y'all hear me today. Gave us his Holy Spirit, amen. Understand this, that God is the one, amen, that knows what we need and when we need it. And he's so amazing, amen, that God will have patience with you and I until we get to where we need to be. Isn't it all right? In other words, God's not going to kick us to the curb, but God's going to wait patiently on you, amen, until you get it right, amen. But as long as your heart's fixed and your mind's made up and you have the faith, the size of the mustard seed, Amazing Grace will work for you.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. You think it is God's grace that we're here, amen. And so the first verse is Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. And so when we sing that song, amen, we acknowledge, amen, that we needed some help. We needed to understand where we were and how far we were away from God. And God said, I'm going to give you some grace. What does grace mean? Grace means I'm going to give you something, amen, that you don't deserve.
Wow. That's pretty great. Come on now.
In other words, God said, you don't deserve it, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Lord have mercy. God said, you wasn't fit to live, and you weren't ready to die. Amen. Fit to live or die. But I'm going to give you some amazing grace. So let's sing it like we know about the grace that God has given. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. God's praise that when God will give you some spiritual something. And he said, I've already died for it. He said, all you need to do is ask for God. He said, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to what? Forgive us our sin and what? Clean us from all unrighteousness. Somebody say, wash me, Lord. Wash me. Huh? That's what David said when he went before the Lord. Amen. After he had messed up with Bathsheba. Right? He said, create in me a clean heart. Renew the right spirit what? Within me. Wash me with hyssop and I shall be white. Wash me. And when God washes you up, he'll pick you up. He'll clean you off. Amen. Ain't he all right? Amen. No, we done messed up. God pick you up, clean you off. Amen. Blow your nose. Amen. Wipe your face. That's why David said he'd anoint my head with oil. God will give you a fresh anointing. Come on now. That's what we had on last Sunday. We had a revival. And we got a what? A fresh anointing. Amen. What would he do it? God will give you a fresh anointing. He'll clean you up. Amen. He'll touch you up and touch you there. And he'll put you back in line and say, go and sin no more. Lord have mercy. And think about it like God won't talk bad about you. Lord have mercy. Once he threw it in that field, he ain't going to bring it back up. See, even your best friend talk trash about it. Oh, hell, I'm meddling now. Lord have mercy. I'm not going to meddle no more. Amen. Your best friend, amen, will talk trash about you. Amen. But God ain't going to talk trash about you. God going to put you back in line and say, I love you. Amen. Anyhow. And God has an unconditional love. Amen. They're going to love you. It reminds me of my mama. Amen. Amen. The whole time she be telling you, amen, boy, you shouldn't be coming here that late with this request for this money, amen. You knew you needed this thing over a month ago, amen. And you come here the last minute. What you think I made money grow on trees? I got money. Ain't nobody not knowing. The whole time she opened up the purse, Lord have mercy. She then reached down in there, and here you come, you and your brother, always coming at the last minute. She rubbing them things together with dollars. What's up with that rubbing and make sure that she got the dollar here? You're going to be saying, glory, glory, and 20 people are going to be gone. And you're going to be looking around, where in the world did it go? Oh, really going to be getting you the Bible. Hold on a second. Hold on. It's going to be too late. It's going to be too late. Folks going to be sitting in the airplane. Pilots going to be sitting in the airplane. Lord have mercy. And the tribulation period, Gary, come. Pilot gone. Co-pilot like, where did he go? And let alone if both of them say, who going to fly the plane? I'm going to leave that alone right there. I'm going to leave that one alone. Somebody from the back going to bust through the door to try to fly the plane. Otherwise, they're going down. I don't want to be around. I won't be raptured. I'm going to be taken off from this place because it's going to be crazy around here. When Jesus parts the sky, he said, just like I left, it's going to be the same way I come. And it's going to be a thunder. It's going to be a wrath. Amen. Folks, big churches are going to have folks praising God. There's going to be a handful of folks that just gone. They're like, where did they go? Where did they go? They gone. Amen. And this is what we have to warn people. This is what we have to tell people about. But we're going to have a little bit of testimony this morning. Anybody grateful to God for his grace and his mercy? We're going to start over here.
Praise the Lord, church.
Hallelujah.
Just so glad that, you know, when God got me, that he saw that my needs were greater than my faults. Amen. And he saw that I had a need and he saved me. Amen.
Amen.
It's just some people that will see your fault and want to deal with you. Amen. So I'm just glad that he said, yeah, you got some faults, but I see the need that you need a savior. So I'm just thankful for the amazing grace that continues to save me every day, that walks with me every day, and just to be able to get up.
Yeah.
You don't understand how much of a blessing that is, amen.
Get up.
Just to be able to get up and just have the breath of the Lord through your body, amen.
Amen.
So just through your week, just keep giving them praise because it could be the other way. But God is so good that even if it goes the other way, I'm gonna leave that alone.
Yeah, 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 yeah. We have another testimony.
Praise the Lord.
Amazing.
I'm just grateful for another day. Absolutely. Praise the God. Touch me with his finger a little this morning.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'm glad my bed didn't become a cooling board.
Whatever.
This morning. Just want to encourage somebody on this morning. Keep pushing. Keep trying. No matter what's going on in your life, God is greater. Keep fighting. Keep reading.
Yeah.
Keep praying. Fighting for your victory is won. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We have another testimony in the house this morning. Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
All blessings, love. I just want to thank you for this message and do it. Well, up this morning. There last night. Thought goodness in my heart. God says, just be satisfied. Just be satisfied. I am so satisfied.
Yeah.
I am so satisfied with my faith.
Yeah.
Because he means more to me than anything in this world could ever offer. I'm going to continue. Walk right.
Mm-hmm.
It's old age.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk right.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do what my faith wants me to do.
Right.
Praise God.
Amen. That's
all right.
How's that?
I'm going to church.
Morning.
I thank God for amazing grace. I thank God for thinking so much of me or care so much for me that he died for me. When I think of myself, he kept on watching me. So I just thank God for that, the amazing grace that he has given me and my family. I want to talk to the family, the prayers, that I guess I saw holding on to grandfather, but he was on all the machines. So I was trying to hold him on, but finally on Friday, they took him off the machine, so he passed on. So just keep that family in the prayers. I don't know if he has a church home or not. So Sam Steele Senior is Michael's grandma. So just keep him. But God is good. I'm just glad they made the decision. So I think it's on the machine to fight them up. Wow. I'm just glad the Lord put it down and gave, most of them would let them know it's time to go.
Here, my first lady this morning. Good morning, first lady.
Morning, Father God, to everyone on the line, to everyone here at church. God is just so good. His grace and his mercy. Thank the Lord for his twins, his grace and his mercy that he gives us every morning that he touches us with a finger of love. I am just truly blessed, and I know we all are truly blessed and highly favored. And we're in the house of the Lord one more time and to worship him and give him honor and praise. I want to say that my Anthony is not here. He's on travel. He's a big man on campus, man. He's traveling with his job. And he's in Chicago with his big boss. He'll be back on Wednesday. And it's a true blessing that to see him following in his father's footsteps. And the Lord is still in the blessing business. And for Janice, she is teaching, following me. Okay? So he has one, I have one. And teaching is a blessing. And I just want to tell everyone that I pray that everyone have a blessed week. I love you all. And always put God first in everything that you do.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
First, give honor to God for just allowing us to be here this morning, that we can come into the house of the Lord and just pray and thank him for all of his goodness. Our God this morning that gave me a praying mama and a praying grandma.
Yeah.
And it went from one generation to the other. And as you can see, at our old age, God never fails.
Come on,
God. He answers our prayers. The psalms may come.
Yeah.
And the bills may run.
Yeah.
But God is the answer. He's the answer. And when you humble your heart, cry out to him and tell him what you need. So if he's on the main line, all you have to do is tell him what you want. And what he do is, if you will, if you will. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable how one moment you can be the happiest person in the world. And the next step, something will happen. And if you didn't know the Lord, you'd be out your mind. But he comes with his feet. Word of comfort. And you allow his will to be done in your life, but I guarantee it will happen. And when it happens, you know it's nobody but God. Nobody but God. Thank God for being here this morning. Thank God for the use of my right hand one more time. One more time. And you all be blessed. Trust in the Lord. Give him your best. He's always going to be. God bless you.
Thank you. This morning, we got the testimony. Go to our phone line. Start with our first caller. Last four digits, 7611, 7611. Good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want to say thank you, Father, for letting my eyes open up on time. The hours changed, and the Lord put rubber bands in the eyes and the lips, and it pops open, and he said, it's time to wake up and give me another second chance to stay above this ground and praise his holy name. I'm so glad they gave me the chance to look back and say, thank you, Father, for being so good to us that you brought us a mighty long way. We thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next caller. Last four digits, 0025. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, church family. Truly, God is truly amazing. I thank God this morning for family, for my church family, for God is truly good to me. He has been good to me, and he is good to me. And so I thank him this morning because he is a good God. He is an awesome God, and he is a great God. And so I thank God this morning for his peace, for his love. I thank him this morning that he has given me the strength to be mobile and to move about. God is just simply amazing. And I just thank him this morning for his goodness, for his mercy, for his love, for everything that he has bestowed upon me as an individual and my family and church family corporately. And so I just thank God this morning. The goodness of God, there's none like it. God bless you and have a blessed day.
Man, thank you for your testimony this morning. We go to our next caller. Last four digits, 1741. 1741, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Kason. Good morning, First Lady Kason, the Heart of God Baptist Church. I praise God for his goodness this morning. I praise God for just keeping me, bringing me through another week, blessing and keeping my family, looking on my church family, friends, and loved ones. Truly, God, grace is good. I thank God that grace is free. And I thank God that he has a supply of grace that will not run out. I thank him for the mercies that continue daily. And not that I deserve them, but because God loved me. And he loves me with an everlasting love. So I give him glory this morning for everything that he continues to do in my life.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We always like to give a shout out to Anita Grace. See her on the line every Sunday. And we just thank God for her faithfulness and commitment. Amen. To worshiping the Lord. Amen. It's all right. And know that God honors the faith. Faith of the size of the mustard seed. And so we pray God will continue to bless her and keep her. Amen. All right, it's time to go to the Lord in prayer. I'm going to ask Reverend Lindsay to get ready to lead us in prayer this morning. Just remember all of your family and friends. You know, we have a lot of family and friends near and far. Sometimes the only time we get together with family and friends is in time of tragedy. Amen. But we need to get a little better at that. Amen. A lot of times, amen, we just need to get together in fellowship and love on each other. Amen. Because nobody knows the day nor the hour. Amen. Somebody said it might be my last time. I don't know. Amen. But while we're here, we can make a difference and encourage somebody's heart. Amen. Pray for all of our children as they're in school, all the school teachers. Pray for our men and women in uniform. Pray for the situations where there's wars and rumors of wars all over this world. Amen. Pray for our three branches of government. Amen. And, we know that our democracy is not perfect. Amen. But it is what we have in the United States. And we ask that you would pray for all of our branches, that we will work together for the goodness of those of this country, and that we will be an example to those that are around us. Amen. And we always know, amen, that it's going to be a challenge, no matter what it is. But we know that God is greater than the challenge. Amen. And we can always lean and depend on him, and that there is no failure in God. Amen. Sometimes it may not come out the way you want it to come out. Amen. But know that his will be done, and God encourages us that all things work together for the good. Amen. And those that are called according to his purpose. Amen. So we thank God for that. So continue to pray as we go into the season, amen, of the holidays and allergies and all kinds of stuff, amen, that God would keep us in all of our ways, amen. So we just thank God that he is a prayer keeper, prayer answering God, amen. Amen. So I ask Reverend Lindsay to lead us in prayer this morning.
Good morning, heart of God. Let us pray. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but only lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid who rock all other grounds is seeking same. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set our glory above the heavens. Father God, we come to you this morning with a heart of praise, a heart of thanksgiving. We come to you this morning, Father, because you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. And we just want to thank you. Thank you for the grace and the mercy that you gave us this morning. Thank you for one more opportunity to worship you this morning. And Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus, as you look on every heart, oh God, if you see anything this morning that's not pleasing, I pray, Father, that you would wash us and clean us from all unrighteousness. And as you cleanse us, oh God, that you will fill us with more and more of your love, more and more of your Holy Spirit, that it will be less and less of us and more of you living through us, Christ Jesus. And Father God, I come asking you, Holy Spirit, that you will continue to just fellowship with us throughout this service. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your divine love. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you will look on Pastor Kason this morning, that you will continue to be a strength and a help and a way maker unto him, that you will continue to bless him as he preached the word this morning. And Father God, I pray that through the preached word, that someone will come to know you as Lord and Savior. And Father God, I pray, oh God, that through the preached word, Lord Jesus, Father God, that your peace will prevail. Father God, that deliverance will come. Father God, through the preached word, oh God, that your name will be exalted. And Father God, I pray that you continue to look on First Lady Kason. Continue to be her help and her strength and her way maker. Be with her as she continues to teach the students every day. And oh God, I pray for the first family in a special manner. I pray that you continue to look on Anthony, grant him traveling grace and mercy. Continue to look on Janice and her family. Father God, I pray for the heart of God in its entirety. You know what we stand in the need of this morning, Lord Jesus. So I pray, Father God, that you will look on every heart. Father God, some of us just need a closer relationship with you. Some of us, Lord Jesus, just need to know, Father God, that you are God and you're God all by yourself. So, Father God, I pray that you will speak peace to that weary soul. Father God, some of us need healing. I pray, oh God, that you will bring healing. Father God, some of us, Father God, just need you to be our provider. And Father God, I pray that you will meet every need. Father God, thank you for being that all-sufficient Savior. I pray, Father God, that you will look on all those this morning that are sick and afflicted in hospitals and homes and nursing homes. Father God, that you will be with them this morning. Be their healer and be their strength, oh God. And then, Father God, I pray for bereaved families everywhere, that you will be a comforter and a strength unto them. Father God, I pray for all your pastors and all your churches, all your servant leaders, Lord Jesus. Father God, I pray for those that need food and those that need clothing, those that need a roof over their head, oh God, those that need healing in their bodies, oh God. I pray, Father God, that you will meet every need. And Father God, I pray for those that don't know you, Father God, Lord Jesus, that you will touch them today through the preached word. Oh, Father God, we love you and we thank you. We thank you for just being merciful one more time. We thank you for the grace that you've given us one more time. And Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus, through everything that is said and done, that your name might get all the glory, the praise. And Father God, we pray for those in war-torn countries, oh God, those that are tornadoes and earthquake victims, oh God. We pray, Father God, that you will continue to look on mankind everywhere, because you know what they stand in the need of this morning, Father God. So regardless of where they know you or not, Lord Jesus, I pray, Father God, for your mercy and pour your grace upon them. Hold them in the palm of your hand, oh God. And Father God, let them know that nothing is impossible, that you are a God of possibilities. Thank you, Father God. Thank you this morning for every blessing. Thank you for every benefit. Just thank you for being so merciful. And I give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. We thank Reverend Newman, amen, for leading us in prayer this morning. And we don't take it for granted that God still is answering prayer. Amen. That we have a constant communication with God. And if you have that constant communication with God, you can rest assured, amen, that God is working it out on your behalf. And not only is he working it out on your behalf, because he's God, he's already worked it out. Somebody always say amen, amen. And that comes through a constant communication with God. And, you know, sometimes you have to get in a situation where you have to encourage yourself by going before the presence of God. You know, what I mean by that is life has all kinds of challenges. Every day has its own challenge for that particular day. And the way that we get through those things is by getting ourselves in a position, amen, where we can go before God and get in his presence to help us to make it through that day and those challenges. Because believe it or not, amen, we only have one day at a time. Amen? And because we can only live one day at a time, what we have to do is we have to recognize that God gives us enough grace, amen, for that day. Now, you do remember when God addressed the needs of his people when they were delivered from the bondage of Egypt, and they were hungry and they were complaining, and God gave them manna from heaven for their mercy. He said, just take enough for that one day, because if you take too much, it's going to spoil, amen, and it's not going to be right. And so God is the one that will provide for us our daily bread. That's what Jesus prayed when he taught his disciples how to pray. That part of that prayer was, give us our daily bread. Amen. And so when you wake up in the morning, amen, you have a relationship with God, and you know there'll be challenges for that day, but you know there's enough grace for that day to help you make it through that day. And we pray to God and ask God to give us our daily bread and give us what we need to be able to make it through that day. Amen. And when we have that type of relationship with God, we don't get too worried about the things that are ahead, or we don't get too worried about the things that have already occurred. And when you begin to start doing that on a regular basis, what happens is, through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the presence of God, you will begin to start having a peace that will surpass all understanding. And while the whole world is going crazy and turmoil and chaos and upside down, because you have a relationship with God, and because you know that God is going to provide for you your daily bread, amen, you don't have to worry, amen, about what's going on, amen, that's out of your control, amen. A lot of times stress and worry, amen, we stress and worry about things that are out of our control. Amen, amen. And God doesn't want you to worry and stress about stuff that's out of your control. Amen? Amen. God says he's not giving us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and what? A sound mind. Amen?
So every day I'm looking for love, I'm looking for power, and I'm looking for a sound mind. Uh-oh, that looks nice. Every day I'm looking for love, I'm looking for power, I'm looking for a sound mind, right? And who is the God of love? I'm looking for God of love. Who has all the power? God has all the love. God has all the power. He did say that all power has been given to me. That's right. God has love. God has the power. And God has a sound mind. He has your sound mind, right? And he says those that keep their mind stayed on him, he shall keep them in what? Perfect what? Peace. So every day I'm looking for love, power, and a sound mind. Anybody with me? So I have enough love and I have enough power and I have enough of a sound mind to be able to make it through today. Because I can't worry about tomorrow, amen? Because it might not be mine to get, amen? And so I have to learn God's way. When I learn God's way, I'll learn that love is going to help me get through this because God said in his word that love never fails. And so God's love is going to help you get through that day. Amen? And that love is going to come with some power. Lord, have mercy. And when that love comes with that power, amen, it gives you a peace of mind, amen, that no matter what the situation or the circumstance, you're going to be able to make it. And I don't know about you, but just that power, just that love, just that sound mind helps us to look at things differently. Amen? Because there's some things we worry about, there's some things we get involved with, there's some things that we stress about, that there's no way in the world we won't be able to do anything about it. But our love and our power and our sound mind lets us turn to God and realize that God is the one that can handle that situation. God says in his word, fret not thyself because of the evildoers. Why? Because they will what? Soon be cut down and withered like what? The green grass. Amen? The Lord says that the Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they did what? They stumbled and what? Failed. In other words, God's got your back. But we have to focus on God's love, God's power, and God's sound mind in order for us to get us through these things. Because life is not fair. Look at somebody say, life is not fair. God never promised you that the road would be easy. Did y'all find that anywhere that he said the road would be easy? But what he promised, Brother Preacher, is that he was going to be there with you, even until the end of the world. And then he said, amen. Is the Lord all right? He said, I ain't come to take you out of this world. He said, but I'm going to be with you while you're in this world. In other words, there's going to be some trials and tribulations. The church is going to suffer violence because of the Lord. But God said that I'm going to be right there with you. Amen. And if you pick up your cross and follow me, he said, I'll be with you all the way. So he said, well, why have I been given this love? Why have I been given this power? Why have I been given this sound mind? And the reason is because of God's grace, because of God's amazing grace. God's amazing grace knows that you need love. God's amazing grace knows that you need power. And God's amazing grace knows that you need a sound mind. Because, yes, you can have the love. Yes, you can have the power. But your mind, amen, can still wonder and still try to get involved in stuff that you shouldn't be involved in. Amen? We're trying to get you to fix stuff that you can't fix. Anybody been in that situation where you trying to fix it? Amen? And God said, I don't need you to fix that thing. Amen? I've got it. Amen? I'm going to work it out the way I want it to work out. Amen? You just continue to focus on love. You still focus and thrive on my power. You still stay in that place where you'll have a perfect peace. And when you have that sound mind, amen, what happens is it changes your perspective on life. You begin to start enjoying your life with God. Anybody enjoying their life with God? When you begin to start enjoying your life with God, people can't come and rain on your parade. You know people like to dump stuff on people? Y'all know that? Folks specialize in amen. See you doing all right, and they won't bring their stuff, Lord have mercy. and dump on you. Some of them numbers in your phone you need to block. Did I say that? Lord have mercy. Some of them people in your phone, some of them folks that call, some of them folks come by knocking on your door, you need to, I'm going to lay that alone. Because they come to mess with your sound mind. They come to try to take advantage of your power, and they try to come to take advantage of your love, amen? You need to tell them, amen, you need to know God's love. You need to know God's power. You need to know God's sound mind, amen? And if they don't mean no good, they're going to run away, Lord have mercy. Because they're going to run away, amen, because they don't want to get involved with God. They want to throw their stuff and throw you into a tailspin, amen? But when you begin to start opening your mouth and say, I got the love of God inside of me. I got the power of God inside of me. And because I got the Spirit of God inside of me, he'll keep me in perfect. He's my comforter. He's my strength. He's my love. He's my power. And if you want to be able to make it in this world, come get some of this love. Come get some of this power. Come get some of this sound mind. Amen. It's either going to draw them, it's going to drive them. Amen. So you say, well, tell me about this grace. Look at Ephesians 2 chapter. The Apostle Paul is talking to folks, amen, that are at war with each other because of the flesh. The unsaved, they call them Gentiles. Unsaved children of Israel were battling, amen, were battling because of their flesh. Song back, I believe, was in the 70s. Richard Roundtree well passed this week. He was known as Shad. That song said that Shad was a bad mother. Shut your mouth. Lord have mercy. Called it the flesh. Amen. I'm just talking about Shad. Amen. And Richard Roundtree, he comes busting through that thing, had that black, he was smooth, brother, had that black jacket on, and he had that gangster thing going on, amen, Shaft, amen, and they had a song, a score written, amen, and people would play that, and they were just like that thing, they were in tune with that Shaft and that thing of him coming and being the superhero, and the reason why he had to be the superhero is because people are always fighting. It was always turmoil. It was always differences and bickering in the flesh. Same thing today. Folk are always fighting. Folk are always bickering. Folk are always falling out with each other because of the flesh. And the devil, amen, is the entity, the created being, amen, is trying to keep the flesh warring against the flesh. And it's trying to keep the peace of God from being in the people of God. It's trying to keep the power of God from being in the people of God. It's trying to keep the love of God from being in the people of God. The flesh is not going to make it to heaven. Look at somebody. Say the flesh. It's not going to make it to heaven. Look at somebody say, it's going back to the dust from whence it came. So why do you let it have so much influence in our lives? It's going back to the dust. It's not going to heaven. God said that to be absent from the body is to be present, what? With the Lord. In other words, the body can't make it into the presence of God because it's mortal and it's corrupt. And so what God is trying to say is from generation to generation, if people don't have control over the flesh, and once they understand, amen, that they don't have control over the flesh and learn how God says you have to deal with the flesh, then you can experience God's love, you can experience God's power, and you can experience God's sound mind even while you live in the flesh. God says, how do you get this? God says, by grace is how you get it. He said, I'm going to explain to you what situation you're in. And then I want to explain to you how to deal with the situation. Isn't that all right? See, that's the word of God. God says, I'm going to explain to you the situation you're in, and I'm going to explain to you how to deal with this situation. And God said, I'll do that for you every day of your life. Every day you can turn to God, and God say, this is the situation, and this is how you deal with this situation. Every conversation, every thought, every waking moment, God says, this is the situation, and this is how you deal with this situation. So let's look at the situation in the flesh again. Ephesians 2. It says, and you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. Look at somebody say, I was dead in trespasses and sin. How in the world am I going to deal with being dead and trespassing? And in other words, that amazing grace that God we sang about is able to help us deal with being dead and trespassing. In other words, we were spiritually dead because of our sin. Look at somebody said, I was spiritually dead because of my trespasses and sin. That's what my situation was in the flesh. In verse 2, it says, where in times past, you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. You know who the prince of the power of the air is? That's Satan. In other words, there was a time, amen, you were dead in trespasses. We were dead in trespasses and sin because we didn't follow God, but we followed the devil. Amen. And so God is making it plain the reason why people around this world are having problems in the flesh or at war with each other, amen, is because they were dead in trespasses and sin and walked according to the world, according to the prince of the power of the air. And it says, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, that we were disobedient to God. Disobedient. God said, go left, and we went what? Right. God said, go right, and we went what? Left. God said, go straight, and we went crooked. God said, go forward, and we went backward. God said, go backward, and we went forward. God said, this is the situation you found yourself in because of the flesh. You were disobedient. You were following Satan. You were dead in your trespasses and sin. You were spiritually dead because of your relationship with God that was broken. And he goes on this. Reiterate, he says, among whom also we all, did you see that word, all? That means that covers everybody. There's none, amen, perfect. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that's where man gets mad. Because he says, my sin ain't as bad as hers. He said, mine ain't as bad as his. Well, I didn't do like she did, or I didn't do like he did. See, he did this, God, and I didn't do that. But God said, all have sinned and come short what of the glory of God. All who had our conversation in trespasses and sin, all of us have been disobedient. In other words, God said, everyone needs some amazing grace. Everyone needs something that they don't deserve. Amen. Everyone was in a situation in their lives, and I'm the only one that can deliver you and get you out of that situation. Let us read on. He says, among whom also we all had our conversations in times past, in the lust of that word I've been talking about all morning, in the lust of our what? Flesh. Fulfilling the desires of the what? Flesh. And of the what? Mind. And we're by nature the children of what? Wrath, even as others. In other words, God said your mind wasn't right, your flesh wasn't right, amen, and you didn't have the love of God. So you didn't have the love, the power, and the sound mind because you were still walking and enjoying the flesh. Lord have mercy. The flesh wants to do what it wants to do, when it wants to do it, how it wants to do it. It wants to have its way all the time, in spite of God, in spite of your neighbors, in spite of those that are around you. It wants to do its own thing. Aren't you glad that God has given us a language, amen, that lets us know that he can not let the first part, amen, be the end? Aren't you glad that you don't have to stay dead in your trespasses and sin? Aren't you glad that you don't have to, God Almighty, be the children of wrath? Aren't you glad that you don't have to follow after the prince of the power of the air? Aren't you glad that God says, I'm going to give you the ability to come out of all of that? Amen? Because I love you so much. And because I love you so much, I'm going to give you something that you don't deserve. Even though you don't deserve it, God said, I'm going to love you so much. amen, that I'm going to give you some amazing grace, because the end of your being a child of disobedience, the end of you being a follower of the prince of the power of the air, the end of you being children of disobedience, the end of you following after flesh is nothing but death and destruction, because the wages of sin is what? Death. But the gift of God is eternal life through who? Jesus Christ our Lord. So God says your wages are going to be of death, but if you call on the name of Jesus and accept him by grace, he'll give you something that you don't deserve. So your first part is not the end part. No. My first part is not the end part. And if you study the English language, in verse 4, it starts with the word but. But is a conjunction. But let you know that the sentence doesn't end. That the first part, amen, is not the end. Look at somebody say the first part is not the end. Lord have mercy. In other words, you did the stuff you did before you were saved is not the end. Somebody say, thank God for grace. The stuff that I did in the flesh without the Spirit of God is not the end. And so God says, but, and then he puts his name there. But what? God. Oh, then mercy. I don't know if I'm going to be able to finish this sermon today. Because I need you to understand, amen, that all the stuff that you did in your past that was not, amen, of God, God's already taken care of. Somebody ought to get excited, amen. All the stuff, amen, that was contrary to the word of God. God's already taken care of that. Have I got it with you? All the stuff, amen, that you said, amen, and you shouldn't say it, amen. Somebody said God is already taking care of all that. Have I got it with you? All the places that you shouldn't have gone, Lord have mercy. God is already what? Taking care of all that. Have I got it with you? All those little words that have four letters in them that you use, amen. God is already taking care of that, amen. All that stuff that you did in the flesh, Lord have mercy, amen. God is already, somebody needs to get happy. God is already taking care of all that, amen. All the stuff we used to follow Satan around and then worship the flesh, amen. God has already, what, taken care of that. That's why God can say in that verse 4, it says, but God. And so when the enemy and the devil and people try to bring it back up to your face, amen, what you tell them is, but God. You say, yes, all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God has already taken care of all that. Have I got a witness? And when you begin to understand that if God can take care of the stuff that was going to send me to hell, surely he can take care of everyday stuff that I encounter in my life. If God has already been victorious over death in the grave and the power and the penalty of sin, if God has already worked that out, good God Almighty, surely he can work out what I'm going through today. Have I got a witness today? If God has taken care of all the things that I did, past, present, and future, surely he can take care of my situation today. And when you begin to understand the love of God, the power of God, he'll give you a peace of mind that God is able to take care of what I got going on today. Have I got a witness today? If God is the ability to heal you from sickness and sin, then surely if I'm sick today, God's got the power that he had back then, and he can heal your body. Somebody needs to say amen. Thank you, God. If I understand the love, the power, and the sound mind, then even though I'm in a bad situation, that God is the one that can remove me from the situation, that God is the one that can deliver me from the situation, that God still has the love, he still has the power, and he still gives me a sound mind. We got to stop playing God for sure, amen. Too many times we want to turn to man, but I found out that man is just in a bad situation as I am. Have I got a witness? But when I turn to God's grace and his mercy, in the verse 4 it says, but God, who is rich in mercy. Somebody say, thank God for mercy. In other words, God's rich in mercy. See, I might have a little bit of mercy, but God is rich in mercy. For that is great love, wherein he loves us. In other words, God's mercy is not based and predicated upon what I do, but is based and predicated upon his love for me and his love for you. Somebody said, I thank God that he loved me in spite of me, that he gave his only begotten son. I thank God for his grace and his mercy that he looked past my fault and saw my need. I got a witness today. It's God's grace and his mercy that's going to bring me through the day. I might have some challenges in my life. I might have some struggles in my life right now, but God's grace and God's mercy is going to see me through. Have I got a witness today? Because of God's grace and because of God's mercy, I can face the day, what's going on today, and I can praise God in spite of what's going on, in spite of the trial, in spite of the tribulation. He'll still give me perfect peace. And what I've learned to do, church, is I've learned to wait on God. And when you learn to wait on God, God will give you perfect peace. So in the midst of the storm, you'll let somebody know that it may not come when I want him to, but I guarantee you that he's still an all-time God. Yes, he is. Because his love is everlasting and his mercy endures to the end. His peace is everlasting and his mercy endures to all generations. Why? Because the love of God is rich. The mercy of God is rich. The power of God is rich. And the sound mind of God will give you what you need every day of your life. When somebody try to put down and mess on your body, you tell them, but God. You tell them, but God, it's already taken care of you. But God, it's already made a way for it. The doctor might tell you one thing, but you tell them, but God is a healer. But God says that by his stripes, I'm healed. But God, I've seen him heal the sin sick soul. But God, I've seen him heal the bodies. But God, I've seen him turn the wicked around. I've seen him heal the mind.
Yeah.
So when you have that relationship with God, even though you're living in the flesh, you don't have to be controlled by the flesh. You don't have to be led astray. But you can live by the love, the power, and have a sound mind. And people will look at you like you're crazy and say, you should be and lost your mind.
Yeah.
And they don't know that you don't look like what you've been through. You don't look like the storm that God has brought you through. But you come out like the three Hebrew boys when they came out the fire at first. And there ain't no smoke cells. See, the clothes were burnt up. Come on now. And then when he looked in there, come on now, it was three of them. But it looked like the fourth one was the very presence of God. But they can't see the God that's living and walking with you, that's in you and around you, and gives you what you need when you need it. They don't see, amen, the love of God. They don't see the power of God in you. They don't see and they don't understand the peace of mind that you can still have in the midst of your challenge on that day. And you don't have to cuss nobody out, remember. Ain't got to duke nobody out like Shad. Come on now. Ever got a win? You don't have to be the bad mother. Shut your mouth. Amen. But you can't say that God will fight what? My battle. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I ain't got to be like Shad. No, I don't say that. It said, I will fear what? No evil. Why? Because thou art with me. And when you understand that God will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy and anoint your head with oil and your cup will run over, you'll have that love, you'll have that power, and you'll have that sound mind to make it through that day. I don't know about you. Life, amen, is, amen, better when you have the love of God, the power of God, and the sound mind to be able to usher you through. Life's going to be life. Flesh's going to be flesh. People going to be people. People going to let you down. People going to frustrate you. People going to say and do all kinds of manner things falsely against you. But when you have the love of God, the power of God, and that sound mind, you can make it through today. Look at somebody and say, I'm going to make it through today. Why are you going to make it through today? Because I got the love, I got the power, and I got the sound mind. We only got one day. Can't make it, can't worry. All the worry in the world ain't going to change this situation. All that bad mother fighting and stuff, it ain't going to change the thing. Might make it worse. Sometimes we need to close our mouth. Don't know how many times that mouth you sit behind and tuck. God called a little pink member. Kindle a whole bunch of fire. The life and death is in the power of that little pink member. Keep quiet as the Lord fights his battle. Huh? I'm meddling, man. I'm pretty sure I'm meddling. You know, he likes to do a whole lot of let people know what's on our mind. Feel good, cut folk out every now and then. Oh, man, I know I'm messing with you. I'm better. And righteous indignation. God said, don't worry about it. I got you some love, some power, and sound. Don't worry about that. We're going to get through the day, and I'm going to take care of the rest. Amen? So we're going to stop right there. But I want you to know that God loves you. God has given you his power. And when he prayed the Father, he said, I pray that I'll give you another comfort. That's the peace that God will give. The Holy Spirit will give you that comfort. And even when it's not right, even when it's not just, even when you are right, somebody says you're wrong. And God knows about the situation, and God will work it out. You can go to bed at night, you can pray. You can pray for those that disciple you. Can't say all manner of evil falsely against you. Pray for them. Amen? God says, like even coals on top of the heat. Amen. And God work it out. He'll work it out in his time. He'll work it out. And you go to bed, sleep, because a lot of times they'll have you so riled up and stirred up, and they'll jump to somewhere and sleep, knocked out, not thinking about you.
Wow.
You stressed out, crying, snotting, and worried. They somewhere eating, sleeping, and being married. Amen. They didn't think about it. Next day they do the same thing. He talking about, oh Lord, I can't, Lord, help me look. Child, see. God's going to work this thing. And when God finished whooping that hiney, Jesus, oh, that mercy. He ain't just going to whip the physical, he's going to whip the spirit. Amen. When you get to that point, I'm saying, I got love, I got power, I got a sound mind. I'm going to let the Lord fight this thing. I ain't studying about you. That you do what you want to do in battle of the Lord. I guarantee you, he's going to be victorious. Amen? And it's going to play out exactly the way he said it plays out. Amen? The devil is lost. Y'all hear this? He's lost. He's lost. Christ has won. He's gotten victory over death and the grave.
Yes.
What else is there that we're worried about? If you're not worried about death and the grave no more, what else is there? You got eternal life. This body is going back to the dust, like you said. You got victory over death and the grave. Why are you walking around powerless? Why are you walking around with your face mask? Why are you walking around worried about stuff you can't change? Walk in the power and the love and the sound mind of God. It will
change your life. Amen. It will change your life. You'll be like, why did it take me so long to learn that? Amen. And you'll go to sleep with sweet sleep and wake up with sweet relief. Amen. Yahweh, then we're going to continue this. But now I want to show you what he did for you and show you what position you are in. You are seated in heavenly place. You have to see yourself as being seated in heavenly place. In other words, God has elevated you. That you are seated in heavenly place. We'll talk about that next week. Seated in heavenly place. In other words, God doesn't see you as fallen. God doesn't see you as unsaved. God sees you as redeemed and righteous. He's giving you that grace and that mercy to place you seated in heavenly place. If you're seated in heavenly place, you have the power of God inside and outside. You have His Holy Spirit. That's where you need to be. You don't need to live in that flesh, but the flesh ain't going to make it to heaven. I didn't hear anything today. Flesh ain't going to make it to heaven. It's not. Walk in that spirit of love, power, sound mind. Y'all with that? All right. Help us out. This world is a mess. Lord have mercy. People in this world are a mess. If we're not careful, that they'll put their mess on us. Amen. You keep that mess. Lock that number. Don't respond to that text message. Say a whole lot of stuff in text. Don't bother that social media. Let it go. Amen. Folks got a whole lot of wolf tickets on social media. Come on now. Tell them Jesus. There might be someone here today who doesn't know Jesus, know about His love, His power, and His sound mind that God has given you. That God wants you to walk in. And all you have to do, the Spirit of God is present. That's what I tell everyone to say. The Spirit of God is present with us right now. Just waiting for you to open your, believe in your heart and open your mouth, confess with your mouth. The Spirit of God is everywhere. Doing what He, waiting for you to believe in your heart, confess with your mouth. You believe in your heart, confess your mouth, you shall be saved. The Spirit will come in and make His abode with you. And will give you what you need to be able to be the sons and the daughters of God. But it takes work because the first part is getting saved and then the second part is being transformed into a difference. And it takes a while to transform this stuff to start acting like God. You know what that? It takes a minute. That's why you need your Sunday school. That's why you need your Bible study. Because that helps the transforming of your mind. You be renewed in the spirit. Because the flesh knows how to act up all by itself. Anybody ever seen a child born in this world? Did you have to teach that child to misbehave? Did you need a class to teach them how to behave? They came here knowing how to what? You had to teach them how to what? Right? And it takes months and years, especially when they get certain age groups like terrible twos, then they get pre-adolescent, then they get to be teenagers, amen, and they know more than you, amen, and they like to talk back, amen. They like to do all these things. Nobody teach them to do those things. They came here knowing how to do it. Amen. And manipulate you. Oh, my God. They manipulate one against the other. Scheme. And my favorite one is lie right to your face. Goodness gracious. Did you do that? I enjoyed it. Wasn't me. Same thing about learning how to walk according to the Spirit. If you got to teach this stuff,
you got to transform this stuff. And it takes the study in the Word. It takes the prayer. It takes the meditation to transform it. And you'll know the progress when that one thing used to make you cuss somebody out. A lot of people have a problem on the road. If somebody cuts in front of you, I'm nothing now. Throw on the brakes or do something where you hit a pump your brake, amen. And you used to throw up them digits, frown your face up, and give some choice words. Amen. Y'all don't do that no more. I know. Amen. But you can tell the progress, amen, that you don't do that as often as you used to. Amen. Because it's irritating. Amen. But God wants you to have God in those situations. He wants you to have some grace to the offender. They cut you off and made you pump your brakes. So if you haven't received that today, we send you an invitation that you can receive that. We ought to be better today than we were 5 years ago. Amen. Or not be in that position anymore. Have a little more love, a little more kindness, a little more gentleness. Say something. Amen. Party dreams that come on tonight. Amen. Child, 3 years old, they bring you the toilet paper, the pamphlets, and everything. And you like, what if you can bring the toilet paper, the pamphlets, and you didn't know how to go to the room, but they still bring it to you. Thank you. Like, hold on a second. But eventually it clicks. So eventually it should click. You should get better. But if you're here today, you haven't received that. We extend you an invitation that you're going to receive that. All right. All right. If all hearts and minds are clear, we want to ask God's blessing. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for allowing us to know where we were, what we were doing, and the situation we were in, and how we needed your grace, and we needed your mercy. Father, we thank you for providing us this grace and this mercy. God, we thank you that when we were far off, when we were lost in trespasses and sin, when we were followers of the prince of the power of the air, when we were the children of disobedience, that God, you didn't throw us away. But God, your love and your mercy endured, gave us the opportunity to become children of the Most High God. And so, God, continue to work on us, shape us, mold us, that we will be the people, the church that you have called us to be. God, when we fall down, help us to ask for forgiveness. Ask us and help us to get back in line and continue to do your will. Help us to be an example in this world, God, to those that don't know you in the free pardon of their sin, that they might see some good work in us. Glorify you, which are in heaven. And now may your love, grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, continue to rest, rule, and abide with us both now and forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord sing together. Amen. To our folks, and we're going to have an offering.